This is the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. Despite the gruesome stories of drug killings and disappearances we've all read of, chaos is not the dominant theme of everyday life in Mexico. But in the past 72 hours, there's been a change which seems to have come suddenly and rather dramatically, calling into question among even everyday Mexicans the central government's ability to maintain basic civil control. At this hour, there are massive protests and reports of looting in cities across Mexico. And what's more, it's not drug wars driving all this. It's gasoline. The Texas Standard's Joy Diaz joins us now from the city of Chihuahua, roughly 4 hours south of El Paso, where she's on assignment. Joy, what is the scene where you are?
David, it's very interesting because the city, even though I'm in downtown Chihuahua, you would think that there's nothing happening. There's very few cars on the roads. There's no public transportation, and that's in response that there is no gasoline at the gas pumps.
What about protests? What do you see?
Yes. Well, in the city of Chihuahua, I haven't seen people marching in the streets or anything like that. The nature of the protest is very different. What's happening is that a group called Barzón took Pemex headquarters in Mexico City.
And Pemex being the state-run oil company.
The state-run oil company, you're right. And what they're trying to do is to say to the government, the increase in gas prices is unacceptable. And the other part of the protest is that they are not letting the trucks that distribute gasoline throughout the country, they're not letting those trucks get out. So the very few gallons that were left in gas pumps throughout the country have run out.
I don't understand, though, why this has become such a flashpoint right now. Has something happened with the gas prices?
Yes. You know, for decades, the gas price was subsidized. And just on Sunday, the government said that the gas prices were going to go up. And just to give you an example or to set things in context. If I told you that a gallon of gas is almost $4, you would say, okay, you know. But if I told you that the minimum wage in Mexico just went up to 73 pesos a day, and that a gallon of gas is 72 pesos a day, that puts it in context. I mean, you have to work a whole full day to buy 1 gallon of gasoline in Mexico right now.
The Mexican president's trying to reassure the public, I understand.
Yes, he came out at noon yesterday, his first message to the Mexican people of the year, and he was saying, believe me, it could be much worse. We have him on tape.
El costo de ello, el costo de no velar.
My responsibility is to guard the economic stability of our country. The cost of not doing so would be much more painful and much more costly than the measures we've taken.
What is he saying there? Is he saying that he's going to bring down the price of gas or no?
Absolutely not. His last words to the Mexican people were, it could be much worse. And believe me, the gas prices are not going to go down. Treasury Secretary Jose Antonio Meade came out this morning and he was saying that the cost of, you know, they are weaning down the subsidies. And what he's saying is it could cost the country $10 billion if we didn't implement this price hike.
And so what about the citizens of Mexico? Are they reassured by what the president's saying here?
No, not at all. Yesterday, I ran into a bank teller, Andrea Jara, and she was walking home because there's no public transportation. This is what she had to say.
People are scared to run out of gas. Some are not even showing up for work because they've already run out of gas. I believe freedom of expression is a good thing, and I'm glad people are protesting. But I wish it didn't affect others. That's the problem.
Is this a passing political problem, or does this pose some larger existential threat to the government's ability to keep the country running?
You know, in a way, it looks like the beginning of harsher times to come. Some people are talking about this resembling 1968. In 1968, there were massive student protests in the country, and the government's response was to roll out the military and kill the protesters. And so some people are thinking, because protesters are also asking for President Enrique Peña Nieto to step down, what some people are saying is the destabilization of the country is such that they can see, one, something like 68 happening, because they don't foresee the president stepping down.
Joy Diaz speaking with us from the central Mexican city of Chihuahua, where she's on assignment for a forthcoming special on the border wall. Joy, thanks so much and stay safe.
Thank you, David.